there's a light at the end of the tunnel, and it's Lior at the end with a flashlight going,
come on. Welcome to Inside CTOX Podcast. I'm Donna, head of membership and partnership, and today we're stepping inside the minds of some of the most innovative tech leaders out there. This isn't just a podcast. It's a place where CTO journeys come alive, where stories of struggles, breakthroughs, and growths unfold. We're here to unpack the experiences of real CTOs navigating through our CTOX Accelerator and membership program. So sit back, tune in, let's get into the story. Welcome to another edition of the Inside CTOX podcast. Today we are blessed with a very special guest, Bob Stewart. Bob has over 25 years experience as a technology leader and is now the founder of ApexVelocity.ai, a fractional CTO advisory. He helps tech leaders tackle AI governance, compliance, and scalable innovation. Former firefighter and rescue diver, wow, he brings mission-driven urgency into technology. Known as a spiritual technologist, Bob sees AI as a co-creative partner, not a threat. Dedicated to building ethical, scalable systems that safeguard people, data, and our futures. Welcome, Bob.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me on.
That's quite a resume. Quite impressive. Former firefighter and diver. Wow. Rescue diver. Wow. I'm sure you have
about 20 years of fire and rescue service as a volunteer in my community.
Well, thank you for
EMT,
that.
All the fun stuff.
Wow. That's truly amazing. Truly amazing. So welcome to the CTOX podcast. We're going to dive right in here. And thinking back, life before CTOX, if you can remember that far back, what was the real trigger that pushed you into saying yes to joining CTOX? Was it ambition, frustration, something else entirely?
I think it was the bespoke nature of the niche of CTOs. And, a year's worth of exploration. So I'm sort of the quintessential person you shouldn't give up on. I went to my first 15-minute call. I blew off my next one. And then I came back a year later once I had, been through a gauntlet of a couple other coaches to find, the focus of what ultimately I then knew I needed to do. I haven't looked back. Honestly, it's one of the most well-organized machines of, from a coaching systems delivery perspective that I've come across. And I've spent thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars, in coaching. So it's been wonderful so far.
Thank you. That's very, very kind words. We appreciate that. Everybody has their different story of joining, but they're all like equally valuable to the community. So we appreciate you sharing that. Every accelerator has its breaking point. When did you feel the most heat, and what did you do to push through that?
Yeah, I'd say that I'm still on the gas pedal with that one. The process of identifying yourself and figuring out who you are personally versus who you are professionally and how you fit into the marketplace and then deliver that's been the biggest challenge. And I'd say that the peer aspect of the program has been the most motivating, not wanting to let other people down, not wanting to let myself down, making weekly commitments to pushing the ball forward down the field, getting it across the line, and then saying, okay, now where, and turning around and running the other way. So it's been through each of those parts of the process of working through the system that Lior has laid out of, first understanding who you are to whom, and what do you solve for whom, and how do you solve it in a way that is going to delight people and can scale, and then applying that to how do you find people that will work and that, you know, that will want to work with you, and then, you know, getting into the delivery side. And it's certainly been, a challenge, but yet, one of those things that you can see that there's a light at the end of the tunnel, and it's Lior at the end with a flashlight going, come here, come on, come on.
Yeah, I think having that light at the end of the tunnel, or that having Lior with that flashlight, I think that's important for people to see that, because, you know, that's where we're driving to, because this isn't an easy, it's never an easy challenge, but, you know, that's what makes the reward all the more rewarding at the end of it, for sure.
Yeah, and seeing and being able to connect with someone who's sort of been there, done that, has the type of a practice that I aspire to have, and, you know, can save me a lot of time. That's what I'm all about. I don't have time to reinvent the wheel at this stage of my career. So that was the big motivator of joining CTOX. Is it's a proven process. It's a pathway that's well-defined, and it's got a trailblazer running out front, marking the trail as we move through the market.
All of the lessons, none of the scars. That's what we we try to encourage people for.
Occasional stick in the eye, but yeah.
Absolutely. And since joining CTOX, what has been the most surprising curveball in your personal growth? Like something you were like, wow, never saw that one coming.
That's a great question. A personal curveball would really fall more around, for me, recognizing that other people see a value in me that I don't necessarily see. So the opportunity to get peer review and peer feedback, where people say, hey, you know, you give good advice. And even though I never really questioned my ability, it was more of my willingness to expose myself and put myself out there. And I'd say that's been one of the more delightful things. And maybe I'm guilty of liking it when other people say nice things about me.
No crime in that. You mentioned peers, and this comes up a lot in the conversations that we have. How does the peer group in CTOX compare to other peer groups that you've experienced in the past?
Well, you're surrounded by other CTOs. So, one of the things that CTOs, well, I'm speaking for myself, but that can become a bit of an issue is that you have conversations with folks and then you don't know whether they actually understood what you were talking about. Because a lot of people will sit there and go like this, and, yeah, that sounds great. But when you talk, when you hear them talking about you later, they're like, yeah, he lost me at hello. and in the case of this, you've got, other seasoned CTOs who are listening to what it is that you say. They're measuring it against a career that's brought their entire life work to that moment to be there with you. Mm-hmm. And so when they reflect, they're actually, genuinely providing information that is valuable because they've been there, done that, or they have the bandwidth to actually absorb what it is that you're trying to accomplish or do, and then to in turn, challenge you and motivate you to look at things from a different perspective than you may have brought, with your intrinsic baggage as a human. Mm. And so I think that it's been that aspect of the peer review and the peer progress and the accountability to one another to, actually want to help the other person. Oftentimes in life you run into someone and you tell them, oh, I got this good thing and that good thing going for you. And they're all like, oh yeah, that's great. But if things were not going good for you, they'd be like, oh, that's just so bad. But they actually feel good about it, right? Mm. Because Yeah, no, at least it's not all just me, you know. Well, yeah. Finally, he's got a problem. but these are people who, you know, genuinely want to make progress themselves. They want positive feedback, and they want to reciprocate by giving, you know, constructive feedback to you. And I think that's the difference, is the affinity of the peers in the CTOX program.
That's great. And I like the way you're saying it's genuine, because I see this over and over again. Like the members, they're really rooting for each other. They're really just so supportive, and they want everybody to win. It's not a competitive or negative environment. The community is such a big part of like CTOX. Has there been a particular person or story that's challenged you or challenged your thinking in any way through the community?
I think Marisa would be the one who comes to mind. Marisa would be the one who comes to mind. She has, latched on early to who she was and what she had accomplished in her career and who else she had supported in her careers. Multiple big swinging names. Named people. And so, you know, I think that the opportunity to share with her has been one of the most pleasant surprises in terms of someone that can look at me and look at what I have built and look at it from a more holistic, broader perspective than just the CTOX work, and then challenge me to find, you know, how that can be amplified to then create the demand side of the CTOX work.
Marisa is great. It absolutely does. She's our, you know, head of coaching and just all around badass. And yeah, she's challenging. She will not let it go if she thinks somebody's not living up to their potential. She's definitely going to challenge you. So she'll be delighted to hear that for sure. What's one principle or insight, let's say, that you've picked up through the CTOX, your time here at CTOX, that you're just going to fight to keep, like, no matter what? Like, nothing's going to change your mind holding on to this one.
I would say it's Lior's perspective on leverage and how he has structured his practice to allow him to scale in a way that is sustainable and gives him the power to call his own shots in terms of what deals he cuts, with whom he cuts them, how they fit into his portfolio, and to make sure that all of those are in amplification of the systems that he has laid down over the course of building, you know, CTOX and his other ventures. So I would say it's that mindset that he brings to the table, and I find a great deal of value in listening.
Yeah, Lior's just so great. And it's so interesting when he talks, it just all seems to make sense. Like, things that were confusing before, or you weren't really sure where it's going, like, you listen to Lior and you're like, that makes total sense. Like, just the way he's able to explain it.
And it's not just that. I'd say that he did a post a little while back where he basically said, well, this whole thing just went terribly. And you know, we just had a really bad, I don't forget what it was, like a really bad quarter, a really bad month. And so then we had to do X, Y, and Z, and, you know, and now it's up to everybody on the team to to turn it around. And the vulnerability and the willingness to talk about not just everything that goes great, but how to handle when everything isn't going great has been a delight to be a part of.
Definitely that vulnerability, it comes up over and over again from the team, from the leadership, from the members, like everybody at some point feels, that vulnerability. What would you say to people, or what advice would you give when you're feeling that vulnerable? Like what should members or any members of the community, what should they do?
Yeah. At the end of the day, you got to remember that you're really just competing with yourself. And that what other people think or say or do doesn't matter. It's a case of believing in your own intrinsic worth as a person. And as long as you are you remain focused, solutions will present themselves. So I'd say that, oftentimes for me, it's setting some sort of a micro goal, like by the end of next month, I'm going to get this, and then setting internal goals to that I feel that I need to achieve in order to justify doing that. Mm. Those are some of the things that, when I find myself stuck somewhere, it's really usually because I haven't figured out what is big enough to motivate me to power through it. So I need to then do that. So,
And just small steps, they all add up to make a big difference.
Yeah. Consistency wins the race.
That's it. Bob, when we check back in with you again a year from now, which we most certainly will, what would shock you about how your CTOX journey changed the way that you lead and how you deliver to your clients?
The view from my super yacht in St. Barts would shock me.
Shocked by the awe and the beauty of St. Barts.
Racing super yachts, yeah, I think.
I wouldn't be shocked if you told me one day you were racing super yachts. That would not shock me in the least.
I have associates and friends who will probably see this that race super yachts in St. Barts. So, there is an entirely grander world than we often allow ourselves to experience. I heard it put, the ask of life a penny, and a penny it will surely pay. Mm. So I'm now beyond asking for just pennies. Mm. And I'm applying, 30 years of tech career towards achieving a sustainable practice that has a consistent, recurring revenue stream. And it doesn't take a lot to have a lot. It takes commitment. And I have that. So I'm not always the smartest, but oftentimes I can just work harder, longer, faster, stronger. Sounds like a song. I should do a song like
that. You do sound like you're going to break into song, which I'd love to see. Yeah, the commitment, again, we see it over and over again. Like, it's such an important part of that.
It's a decision.
That's it. You decide to do it and you commit to it and take an action. Bias towards action, as Lior often says.
Yep, it's a decision. Oh, I would say, though, that gap in the gain, the entire principle of that, and looking back to see how far you've come, has been one of the biggest takeaways, for sure.
Yeah, it's a wonderful book. Really love that book. Ben Hardy's such a great writer in that too, with Dan Sullivan. I think sometimes, we're focused on so much of the now that we forget to look back. And this is why I love to do these podcasts. I love to talk to the members and go, think back to, 6 months ago, a year ago, like it's such an incredible journey that so many of our members have been on. It's great. Okay, thank you, Bob. Now for our final segment. This is where I get most excited. Bob doesn't know anything about this, so he's a little nervous. All right, I'm going to ask ChatGPT live right now for a thought-provoking, timely question, and Bob has to answer it. Are you up for the challenge, Bob?
Oh, every day.
Okay.
Sounds like I need to get prepared for this. So.
No, prepared needed.
Oh, yeah. Prepared. Oh, yeah. Preparation.
Very appropriate. Very appropriate glasses. Okay. So I'm gonna ask ChatGPT. Hello, ChatGPT. We love a bit of spontaneity here. So we thought, who better to challenge us than AI? What question would you like to ask a fractional CTO at this exact moment in time? Okay, let's see what it's saying. Okay. This is a good one for you, Bob.
Awesome.
Are you ready? If you could erase one best practice that's become gospel in tech leadership over the last two decades, which would you scrap and what would you replace it with?
I think I'd scrap the way velocity is measured in terms of time, and I'd replace it with how it's measured in terms of getting it right the first time by having adequate requirements. In other words,
tell me more.
Most people will start a project and then measure how long it takes to get to this other point and call that velocity. Mm-hmm. In reality, the task has to be done, but then this task has to be handed off to another person. Mm-hmm. And what's not measured is the time it takes to get to here, and that this was not accepted, and then had to go back and be done, and then had to go back and be done, and then had to go back and be done. So now you have this much, plus this much, plus this much, plus this much. And the reality is that because you didn't measure what was going to be required for the next stage and make that be a part of the input stage, you've misapplied. You've misapplied. Velocity is productivity, not time, not points on a sprint. It's actually GSD.
That was a very dramatic taking off the glasses. Bob, I love that. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for sharing. This has been a lot of fun, and I appreciate your vulnerability in sharing with us today, your insights and the value you bring to the community. We all love you here at CTOX. Thanks for sharing, and we'll see you again next time.
I love you too. Take care.
Thank you. The stories, experiences, and advice you hear today are incredibly valuable, not just for CTOs, but for the broader tech community and leaders. To our listeners, thanks for tuning in to Inside CTOX. Don't forget to follow us on social media, tag us, and share your favorite insights from the episode. We love hearing your feedback. Make sure to subscribe and check in again for our next episode, where we'll continue to explore the stories behind the tech leaders shaping the future. Until next time.